Time for the best 5 minutes of the day here on a 65-degree Thursday, a try-it-again Thursday. Jason, we're giving away 2 Mycon movie tickets after 7:15. How about that?
That sounds great.
We've been asking people the question. Now, don't call now, but we've been asking for 3 days now, or at least the last 2, a bunch of times, like 7 rounds of what is it that that people get injured on? More than 5,000 people a week injured. Is it 5,000 or 50,000? Maybe it's more than 50,000 injuries through this manner every week. What is it? And so we've had a lot of guesses. We said it's more women than men, and don't overthink it. So those are the hints. So.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's probably good, because if you guess the answer, it'd be really awkward right now.
It would definitely be awkward.
Because, I mean, go ahead and deny. I'm like, well, Jason, we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for not guessing.
Sure.
My thought this morning was about, I'm like, the Brewers have done really well this season. And I was hearing a report this morning about how good the Arizona Diamondbacks are chasing the Dodgers, who have this incredible payroll, right? Shohei Ohtani and all that.
Yep, right.
And so I was thinking, man, the baseball season is long. I mean, and I'm a fan, but here it is late August, and it's like, and it's really October, even into early November, that the postseason goes.
Right,
and it got me thinking about careers in general. Like, you better get into something. Like, those baseball players, you imagine them just going, Coach, I'm just sick of playing baseball. Can I take a break?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, they're like 100 games, more than a, come on.
Yeah,
no, that's
right.
Too much. Yeah.
And that's the thing. There's players like Jackson Trujillo. I mean, this guy's 20 years old. He's amazing.
Sure.
The Brewers signed him to like 8 years and over $80 million, like, dude, you're really good. We want to get you. Even now, he might want to renegotiate the contract. But, you know, whether it's for you in neuropsychology or for me, I mean, it was like 8th or 9th grade. I'm like, I want to be a sportscaster. And so this is where I've ended up at age 60. So,
yeah, so choosing a career is a weird thing. When I left high school, I wanted to be a chemistry teacher, then got to college and took a psychology class and thought, hey, this sounds great. But I didn't really discover neuropsychology until partway into my doctoral program. So, and I'm grateful that I found a career that seems to work really well for me. But, I think people do make adjustments sometimes in their education, sometimes later in life. And I think that's different from how it used to be. Like you think of some people would start with a company and never leave.
Sure.
And there's something to be said for that.
My uncle Albert started with Ladish, put in his 50 years, got his watch, the whole deal.
Yeah, right. And so I think there's also, it seems like a generational piece to that. I think my generation and older tend to stick with a place or even a career long term. Mm-hmm. And younger folks are much more willing to just say, I'm doing something else.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that flexibility for... Yeah, so I think if you have your kids or some young people ask you, I mean, it is like find something you enjoy, right? I mean, I think that's part of it. I mean, people think
which
about making the money.
Exploring, right?
What's that?
Which involves exploring. You have to be willing to say, what's out there?
There's a great book called What Color Is Your Parachute?
And
Richard Bowles used to do a different edition every year, and I don't think
that was a cash cow for him.
That probably was, yeah.
Yeah. Write books about what color is your parachute, and you should be good.
Yeah, there we go. All right, well, tell you what, as we jump into Acts 7 today, I think we're going to fast forward because Stephen basically is kind of recapping Old Testament history.
Yeah, right.
So do you think we pick up in verse 44 to 50 or should we go 51 to 53?
I'll let you say.
44 to 50 seems like it's still summarizing Moses. It's getting down there. I don't know. Let's do 51 to 53, I think.
Sounds great. We'll jump into that.
All right.
It says, you stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. You must forever resist. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so do you. Name one prophet your ancestors didn't persecute. They even killed the ones who predicted the coming of the righteous one, the Messiah, whom you betrayed and murdered. You deliberately disobeyed God's law, even though you received it from the hands of angels.
Okay, so that's heavy.
That's heavy.
That is heavy. This is what you say. You got 2 paragraphs. Here we go. You say, after summarizing the history, they all knew well. Stephen confronted them directly. You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised ears and hearts. You always resist the Holy Spirit, just as your ancestors did. Tell me, which one of God's prophets did your ancestors not persecute? You are no different. Generation after generation, they killed those who prophesied about the beautiful one because they hated the message. With that as your history, there should be no surprise that you betrayed and murdered Jesus Christ, the righteous one. The law was carried to you in the arms of angels, yet you do not keep the law you claim to value. Let's just stop it there. But final thought?
You know, I think the willingness that Stephen had to really just lay it out there is a challenge, right? I mean, to be able to say, hey, you know what? This is not the way. This is not the way that God would call us to. This is not the way of Jesus. You know, that should be a reminder for us. How do we carry messages like that with love and grace? Seems to be the challenge.
Yeah, they talk about, I mean, what we could definitely see in Stephen is that boldness of the Holy Spirit, right? A Holy Spirit boldness, but always with love, because 1 Corinthians 13 is like, if you don't have love, you don't have anything.
So, yeah, what's the point if you don't have that?
Very good. Thank you.
You bet.
Well, Man Alive is a men's conference I had a chance to go to a few years ago in Osceola. That was the first one in Wisconsin. They're going to have the fourth one in Osceola here in the Badger State coming up September 12th through the 15th. And yesterday, I had a chance to sit down with John McBride and Tom Knutson from the area to talk about their participation with this. Tom's the chef over at Hope Gospel Mission. And here, Tom talks about attending a recent Man Alive in Arkansas.
It was the first display of our new 2.0. I think we've actually molded it a little more since then. But it was diving more deeper into the relationship with God. And some freedom prayers. We did just guys praying over you. And I think the greatest thing that I've come to appreciate about camp is just all of the guys are there searching for God, searching for what God has for them, and trying to be obedient and follow what God has for them, and to be open and vulnerable, and just the humility that comes into the camps is just phenomenal.
And again, a little bit more from Tom Knutson about the Man Alive expedition coming up. Two of them on the way, either September 12th to the 15th in western Wisconsin in Osceola, where you can sign up at manaliveexpedition.com. That's all one word, manaliveexpedition.com. Or you can check out the one in Crockett, Texas, October 3rd through the 6th. But Tom says it's well worth it. I asked him, tell me about the first Man Alive he attended.
John McBride took me to Texas in 2021.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And kind of where was your life at then, and what impact did it have?
I was actually had just started a new job not too long before that. And marriage wasn't doing very well. Kids, I wasn't the godly father, the godly husband, the godly man, the godly friend that I knew that God had created me to be. And I think I was more afraid of it being true and, you know, and hard to walk into it because I didn't know what was going on. But going to Man Alive and searching, it was the moment I walked onto the grounds at camp, God started to speak to me. And all of the camps that I have been to, it's just the most that I've ever spent, most time that I've ever spent just me and God and learning to, I guess, learning to feel the love. The more that I go to Man Alive camp, the more that I believe how much God loves me.
Again, that's Chef Tom from Hope Gospel Mission talking about the Man Alive expedition. Check this out. There's something really powerful about guys getting together and worshiping, hearing other guys' speakers. And again, I know firsthand from going to Man Alive a few years ago that you go and they tell you, all right, now go take some time, just you and God. They do that a lot. And now they've started the Man Alive 2.0. If you've been there before, you can have kind of this advanced portion, if you will, advanced weekend seminar. So check it out, manaliveexpedition.com, and don't be scared off by the $259. Again, that covers all the meals, the terrific meals, from Thursday night into Saturday, Sunday afternoon. And this one, Osceola, is closer for you, but they've got scholarship talk where you can cut it in half. So check that out, manaliveexpedition.com.
Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday became now. Try it again Thursday, 715-723-2555. We want to send you and a guest to see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, 2 Micon Movie Passes. Maybe you want to see The Forge. Maybe it's another film. We would love to get you there for free if you can solve this currently unsolvable trivia question. Each week, over 5,000 people are injured by this. By what? What are we talking about? Each week, over 5,000 people injured by what? Havel, we've given a couple different clues here and hoping that this is the time that we get the right answer.
Yeah, absolutely. We've said that this is more women than men, and then we said don't overthink it.
Yeah. Again, a lot of great guesses when we first said, yeah, women would certainly tend to be injured by this more than men. And people seem to be trending in the right direction with the guesses. And then, you know, we kind of got off in the weeds a little bit, too. So, again, just don't overthink it. Women would definitely tend to be injured more often by this than men. Each week, over 5,000 people injured by what? For 2 Micon Movie Passes, give us a call now, 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. You can keep on calling back as long as you can get through. 715-723-2555 if you'd like to jump in with a guess.
At first, I wondered if the listeners were just tired, like we've tried so hard, but we want to try it again.
You should see the list of cities we've heard from. It's great.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peter.
Say it again.
Cumberland.
Okay, Cumberland. Peter, go ahead.
What do you think?
I think it would be heavy lifting.
Heavy lifting. Is it heavy lifting,
right,
Peter,
so
from Cumberland?
Men, meaning that guys certainly do a lot of heavy lifting, but maybe women injured by it more. All right, Peter, really thinking hard on this one. That's not it.
Thank you, Peter. 715-723-2555. Call us back.
I felt like he did some heavy lifting by coming up with that answer. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kenny from Rice Lake.
Hi, Kenny.
What do you think?
Is it biting your tongue?
Ooh.
Biting your tongue.
Ouch. Yeah. That can hurt. But that's not it, Kenny. Sorry.
Thank you, Kenny. Good to hear from Rice Lake. 715-723-2555 for 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Tammy
from Wausau.
Sounds like Tammy from Wausau. Go ahead, Tammy. What do you think?
Doing your nails.
Doing your nails.
Getting injured doing her nails. And Tammy, that's not it.
Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Each week, over 5,000 people are injured by what? Injured by what? And women certainly would tend to be injured by this much more than men would.
It would feel fun to get the answer. I know it would if I was the listener calling in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kyle from Bloomer.
Hi, Kyle.
What do you think?
Hey, is it shaving?
Is it shaving?
We've had that guest.
Yeah. Do you want a bonus guest? Because I feel like that was guessed earlier, like shaving or razor.
Allows me to use the Jeopardy music, so.
What do you think, Kyle? Bonus
guest. No, that's okay. That's all I've got. But thank you.
No problem.
All right.
715-723-2555. For 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes.
We'll keep them coming here on WWIB. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Peggy from Withy.
Hi, Peggy. My Peggy's leaving in about 8 minutes for Chicago, so go ahead.
A curling iron.
Curling iron.
That's been guessed.
That's been guessed as well. Would you like a bonus guess? Peggy from Withy.
Let's see. Mascara brush.
Mascara brush.
Huh, could that be it?
Hook in your eye.
The dreaded mascara brush in the eye. It's not it.
That does sound painful, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peggy. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Again, don't overthink this. And I think, yeah, I would say Peggy's probably trending in that right direction, right? So...
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Tammy from Ladysmith. Is it falling in the bathtub?
Is it falling in the bathtub?
Not necessarily falling in the shower, but just saying falling in the bathtub, that's not it. Three more here before 7:45 and maybe another hint.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And I try it again Thursday.
This is Julie from Eau Claire.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. How about vacuuming?
Vacuuming. Vacuuming injury. I don't know how you would get injured vacuuming, but I'm sure it's possible.
Boy, Taylor.
I have been.
Really?
I've got a crazy story about just walking out of the house getting injured. All right. That's not it, Julie. Sorry.
We're going to have to do a whole show sometime about weird ways you've been
crazy
injured.
Crazy injuries. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Connie from Cornell.
Hi, Connie.
I love the alliteration.
Think?
We had Diane from Downsville. Now, Connie from Cornell. Sorry, Connie. Go ahead.
It's great.
Making the bed.
Making the bed. Injured making the bed.
It's bed-making injuries. That's not it.
One more guess here before we push this off 20-plus minutes. Over 5,000 people injured weekly buy this, buy what?
Boy, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, right. Linda.
I'm thinking carrying in groceries.
Carrying in groceries.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure, you may get injured in a variety of ways. Slipping then or doing that, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Linda. All right, we're going to have to figure out what kind of clue we can give here to nudge you in the right direction a little bit. And again, it's way easier on our side when we know the answer, too. You guys are great. Thank you for the participation. And we will try to help you win some Mikon movie tickets coming up a little bit later this hour.
It's not just because we're so smart.
It's not. It's definitely not.
Try it again Thursday. We're going to try again to give away these Mikon movie tickets, Caleb.
This is the question that we've been working on since around this time on Tuesday morning. Each week, over 5,000 people are injured by this. Every week, over 5,000 people injured by what? We want to give you and a guest free entry to a movie of your choice at Mikon Cinemas of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Two Mikon movie passes if you can figure this out. And again, each week, over 5,000 people injured by what? And we've told you women would certainly tend to be injured by this more than men. Don't overthink it. And now we want to add another clue as well.
Except we've already got calls.
Oh, so then let's see what they think.
Exactly. If they already know without the hint, let's go to them. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Deach in Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, you know?
How about putting your contacts in? Women wear glasses more than men. But
yeah, I think that's been guessed.
Okay.
Do you want a bonus guess?
Brushing your teeth.
Brushing your teeth.
Don't poke yourself with the toothbrush.
Yeah, poke the gum, sure.
Sorry, that's not it.
Thank you, Beth. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
All right, Caroline.
Is it wearing high heels?
That was guessed earlier. I remember that one, and I could certainly see the potential for injury with that.
Uh-huh.
Do you want a bonus guess? Go ahead.
Gosh. Oh, and my kids already guessed. I don't have another guess. Sorry.
All right. Think about it. Call us back. Thanks for listening up in Rice Lake.
All right. Let's give a hint.
Okay. So has to do with wearing something, you wear.
Okay.
All right. Think women tend to be injured by this more than men. Could be guys, but women more than men for sure. And think something you wear, something wearable.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Hello.
Good morning.
Going once. Talking to me?
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. You kind of threw me off with that last clue, something you wear.
Yeah.
I'll say a necklace.
Necklace. What's your name? Where are you calling from, by the way?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Joe. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Joe from Eau Claire. And so you say necklace. Maybe expand on that a little bit more, Joe.
By necklace, what do you mean? What does necklace fit in?
What's a broader category?
Another category?
Necklace is thought to be part of what?
We want to send you the movies, Joe, here. So a necklace is part of a broader category of things called what?
The jewelry.
Jewelry, you got it, Joe! You're going to the movies.
We just had to get that last clue. So what were you going to say before the clue, Joe?
Before the clue, I was thinking curling irons.
Okay.
Or another thing I had was rugs. Like
rugs.
Area rugs.
How do you think these jewelry injuries come? How do you think people get injured by jewelry, Joe?
Well, thinking more for women, I would think like getting caught in their hair, possibly.
Mm, sure, yeah. And we were thinking like maybe puncture wounds or something with earrings.
Yeah, never know.
Or maybe, you could get it caught on something. I don't know.
Or rings with scratches.
True.
I have never met Joe in all my life, I don't think. And then all of a sudden, I'm asking him how women get injured with jewelry.
But this is the thing. Each week, over 5,000 people injured by jewelry. And again, it could be men too, but we'd think largely women. But I mean, we're talking every week over 5,000 people injured by jewelry.
Uh-huh.
Be safe out there, everybody.
And you're going to the movies, Joe. So on us, congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Hold the line. We'll work out all the details with that. And if you get injured by jewelry, only Jesus for your pain. All right. So injuries, strange, odd, peculiar injuries. And I guess this one, it was about 30 years ago. And I was working here at WWIB and I was on the morning show. And I was actually, as a single guy living with a family, remember, I didn't marry till I was 34. So, yeah. And so I was had a room, and it was dark early in the morning. And the family I lived with had done some remodeling. They'd done some wallpapering and things.
Sure.
And they had moved the furniture, which when I woke up that early in that morning, I was apparently not remembering or recalling or thinking about. And now as I ponder this, all these many years later, this is when I was leaving. So I'd already gotten ready. I don't know. And so I'm getting ready to go. And then in the dark, I tripped over the couch, which was in a new place.
It was not where it had been previously.
Exactly. And it, you know, somewhat dark. I didn't put the lights on. You know, I didn't want to save on the electricity bill, even before I was a dad. And so I trip on it, but not just that. I end up falling and banging my chin, my lower left chin, on a corner of the couch, said couch.
This sounds like the opening of the Dick Van Dyke Show, except you don't gracefully go into the tumble. You actually went face first.
I should have used that theme. So I smashed it, and then I'm like, ouch, and then there's blood.
Oh.
And, I mean, it was the corner of it. I mean, I didn't see it coming. There was no bracing, and smash. And so, but as I recall it, I actually then, you do the best you can. It was one of those days, as similar to a time I had a kidney stone, that I came into the station, got what's still Compassion Radio, whatever it was called, Life at Its Best, Morning Chapel Hour, got it started because I think it was still a cassette tape at the time. It's the early 90s. And then went and got stitches.
Wow, that is dedication to the morning show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm picturing this trail of blood behind you as you go into the office.
I came in, our farm director was Jerry Erdahl, and I'm like, this is I'm going to get this going, but I need to go. I'm sure I called Greg Stewart, somebody came in. So that was an odd injury, Caleb. Well, we did ask people for their odd injury stories, born out of the fact that we were saying, hey, 5,000 people get injured every week by jewelry. That was the right answer, the winning answer for Joe before 8 o'clock this morning on the Wib Wake Up Show. He's going to the movies at MyCon on us, and this is the answer we're getting at 396-1670.
This was an odd injury I had. It was many, many years ago when I was still single. I was frying some potatoes on the stove, and I had grease in there, and it started to smoke, filled the whole kitchen full of grease. So I grabbed a towel, and I grabbed the handle, and I opened the door, and I threw it outside. Well, the pan and the potatoes all went outside, but the grease in the pan came back and landed on my arm and gave me third-degree burns, and I had to go to the hospital to have that taken care of. It certainly surprised me.
Thank you to John.
Ow.
Yeah, I know it. Wow.
Man, the correlation between John's injury and yours, both while you were single.
Uh-huh.
So I guess, you know what? We married men, do we stay a little bit safer just because our wives help protect us from ourselves?
I think so. Oh, I would say absolutely. No question. Yeah, final 3 days of our August catch and match. We've talked a lot about that this morning. And talking about odd ways you've been injured, Caleb.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail. What was your odd injury? Maybe something that was painful at the time, but you can look back and say, okay, that was a little bit silly. 715-396-1670. This was an ouch. I mean, just the sympathetic pain when I read this text from Jan. She says, my odd injury was my one-year-old gave me a paper cut in the eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
Ow. It's another reason that I wear glasses, I guess.
It's like protection.
Ouch. Goodness.
Keith and Owen weighing in at 715-396-1670.
So my injury story happened back in 1987, and I was muskie fishing with my brothers up on Trout Lake near Minocqua, Wisconsin. And my brother had happened to cast at the same time I did, and our rods ended up hitting, and when my bait came forward, it hooked me right in the back of the head. So, I mean, I've got an 8-inch muskie bait stuck in the back of my head. The hooks had buried two of them on the treble hooks on the back. So then my one brother finally took and he cut the bait out, and we had to go to the hospital in Minocqua. We get to the hospital, of course, it's a weekend. This place is packed. So then the only place there's left to sit is in front of everybody. And, of course, my brother's laughing at me because I got this big musky hook sticking out of the back of my head. So then when I finally got to go in, the doctor went to take it out. He goes, where's the rest of the bait? And I go, it's back at camp. And he goes, well, we usually like to hang them on our board. And he pointed at the door, and on the door there was a board that was probably 2 feet wide and probably 3 feet long. And it's just full of fishing baits and hooks and stuff. And the doctor, I said to him, I said, that's just from this year? He goes, oh, no, that's the third one this year. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. An odd injury, painful injury that apparently is more common than you might think.
I know it. Yeah. Fishing lure in the head. All right. Well, the lady's also chiming in.
This is Jan from Chippewa. I had a weird injury. I was at my sister's house, and she had a new puppy, and she had a table leaf across the kitchen door. And we were going out the back door, and she said, grab my Coke. And I had my Diet Pepsi in my other hand. And not paying attention, I tripped over the table leaf and fell on both elbows and broke them. Ooh.
Both?
Weird injury. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, wow. Janice. Wow. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
We got one more here. 396-1670. Let's give this a listen.
Hi, this is Sylvia from Sorona. I have so many odd injuries, but one I thought I'd share with you. I was mowing the lawn and doing the side side grass, you know, that narrow strip behind between the house and the next-door neighbor's drive. And there was a little picket fence between that and the back yard. Turned the mower off. Had my daughter help me lift the mower over the picket fence. And somehow, then it the framework hit my big toe and took the nail.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah, it was not fun to pass out after I got into the house. Okay, that's only one, but God is with me and helps in my odd, crazy accidents. Ah. God bless you. Bye.
It's crazy what can happen, Caleb.
I don't know that we've winced this much in a segment for a while. Now, some of you may wince when you hear us,
but
I don't know that we normally wince as much. Ow, ow, ow. Glad you're all right, Sylvia.
Be careful, everybody.
It's a jungle out there.
Hi, this is Sylvia from Sorona. I have so many odd injuries, but one I thought I'd share with you. I was mowing the lawn and doing the side side grass, you know, that narrow strip behind between the house and the next-door neighbor's drive. And there was a little picket fence between that and the back yard. Turned the mower off. Had my daughter help me lift the mower over the picket fence. And somehow, then the framework hit my big toe and took the nail. Yeah, it was not fun to pass out after I got into the house. Okay, that's only one, but God is with me and helps in my odd, crazy accidents. God bless you. Bye.
Good morning. I have a very odd injury. So I was rushing down the steps to move the sprinkler in the garden, and it was dark out. And we had one of those crazy motion lights that don't go on until you practically trip and fall and break your neck. But I had slipped on something and stubbed my toe. At first, I thought one of the kids had dropped some food or it was a banana. It was a toad. I slipped on a toad. I picked him up. His eyes were as big as peanut M&Ms, and he looked very shocked. I was able to resuscitate him. I kind of, like, patted him on the back, and the shockedness went away, and he was okay, thank goodness, because I love all of God's creatures. But, yes, don't slip on toads, people. Very dangerous. Stub the toe. Get hurt. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
That is a crazy scene from Sherry and Fairchild.
If we were handing out awards, slipping on a toad might be, And elaborating, Julie from Eau Claire, when we were taking calls earlier for Tuesday Trivia, which became Win It Wednesday, which became Try It Again Thursday, she talked about getting injured via vacuum cleaner. And she says, heard other weird injuries, so I thought I would elaborate on my vacuuming injury. We had a split-level house with two steps going to the bedroom area. I was vacuuming, and as I stepped down the first step, I stepped on the vacuum hose and rolled my foot off of it and broke the bone in the outside edge of my foot.
Wow.
Vacuuming injury. Ow.
You know, the thing is, I mean, sometimes people are tempted to just stay in bed, but then you get bed sores. So any way you look at it, problems.
We're glad you're all okay now.
The description from Sherry really stands out to me this morning, where she said his eyes were as big as peanut butter M&Ms, right? Peanut M&Ms.